I sit here almost speechless, having started my day with such gratitude and such joy in my heart for the freedoms that we enjoy, the blessings of liberty, those patriotic songs that we sing. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with a light from above. Oh, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. America, America, God mend thine every flaw and crown thy good with brotherhood, thy liberty in law. God mend thine every flaw and crown thy good with brotherhood, thy liberty in law. Those are my prayers. That's the country I love. How about you? If America's future were to depend upon you, what would America's future be? Try to answer that honestly before God. If America's future were to depend upon you, America's spiritual future, America's political future, America's economic future, future of hope and freedom. If we're to depend upon you, what would the future be? Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint today. Make sure you get your copy of Renewing the Soul of America, an $18 book available for the next couple of days for your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries, plus $4 postage and handling. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. And also, can I urge you, day after day, we're doing our God-level best to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let his truth march on in your boots.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be views of D.V. Kidd, who's a longtime political activist who ran for Congress here in California. And, of course, they fudged the votes and manipulated. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, all throughout the world, they fudge elections. And if you don't think they fudge them here, maybe you can explain to me why. Of course, we had all that falderal about hanging chads back in the year 2000 so we could go into electronic voting machines. And, of course, these voting machines can all be fixed. In fact, there's even been congressional testimony or testimony before state legislatures about how people were paid to write software to switch the votes on the electronic voting machines. And whether it be at the precinct level or whether it be at the county level or whether it be the state level, all of these machines can be fixed. And that's why we need to have certainly paper ballots, paper votes, why we need to have certainly exit polls. We need to have people checking all of this to make sure we got honest votes. How do you feel about that, DB?
Well, we've been on the vote fraud issue for close to two decades, and the American people don't seem, well, a lot of Americans do care, but I've said this now for the last five or six election cycles. It has to be the candidates themselves who stand up and challenge the election results. And that's the only way to stop it, is to audit the vote and catch them in the act. And when it, enough people see what's going on, then we'll see them hammer on their state legislatures to go back to paper ballots that are hand-counted in front of anybody who wants to see.
And basically, they fix votes all over the world. We know that they've fixed votes in Chicago for years. Everybody knows that, you know. But
Everybody knows it, but like I said, these a good example is Sharon Engel, who ran against Harry Reid out there in Nevada. There was all kinds of vote shenanigans going on. She raised a ton of money. Now, you can't tell me that she didn't have enough money to have the vote audited, because after that fake election, I talked to one of her staffers, and I said, look, audit the vote. The vote fraud in the big precincts in Las Vegas are where it happened. I guarantee you the number of votes will not match the registration. She did nothing. She didn't do anything because she has aspirations for the governor's chair. Well, you know what? I wouldn't support her because when people give their campaign donations, and I know this from being a candidate and getting a letter with a $5 check from somebody saying, I'm on Social Security, DV, but I believe in you. I feel that the candidate has an obligation, you know, to verify the vote. But very few of them do. Very few. I mean, there's a big to-do going on with that crook Charlie Rangel. And his opponent, I guess it may turn out that he doesn't, quote, win after all, but it's going to have to be the candidate.
Well, we need to get this information out. We need to let people understand we're running against dishonest people, and the only way you can be sure you get an honest vote is, number one, paper ballots, do away with electronic voting machines, let the people watch the votes being counted, and then, of course, have your exit polls to verify it. Otherwise, of course, this whole electoral process is fraudulent. And I think a lot of it is fraudulent. I'm sure that that Al Gore won in 2000. I'm sure John Kerry won in 2004. But, of course, John Kerry wouldn't challenge the presidential vote because he belonged to the same secret society that George Bush did. Of course he wasn't going to challenge it. He wouldn't dare.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Understand, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the 16th and 17th Amendments never were legitimately passed. They simply lied to the American people about what had happened. As a new one of a mutual friend had gone to every state legislature in the country and checked on the background on the votes that were taken for the 16th and 17th Amendment. And of course, he found out that very, very few states actually had voted to pass these, certainly not enough so they'd be legitimate. But because they controlled the media at that time, and because the elite wanted the 16th Amendment for the income tax and the 17th Amendment to begin to change the political structure of America, so that rather than have the indirect election of our senators and maintain our republic, we could have the direct election of senators, so that we'd certainly become the best senators that money could buy, and we could begin moving towards a democracy. Though TV was saying that she had actually gone to California to get the information on the voting on the 16th and 17th Amendments. She got the information on the 16th Amendment, but then, of course, they had to look up the information on the 17th Amendment, and what did they find when they went back to the period, what was this, about 1913, 1914? What did they find in the records about the vote?
In California, this was 2000, when I was at the State Archive. The head archivist told me that there was no record of the vote at all for the 16th or 17th Amendment. And I said, are you absolutely sure? And she said, yes, there is no. And I, at that time, I already had a letter that somebody had written to Marchfong Yu, who was the Secretary of State in 1981. And this gentleman asked that very question, and the Secretary of State herself said that the search of the archives said that there was no vote taken on either the 16th or the 17th Amendment. So that was 2000. So last year, the people are just so nice there in Sacramento, really, at the archive. Anyway, I called them up and I said, look, I have this letter by Marchfong Yu, and explained it to them. They said, well, call the Secretary of State's office. So I call over there. Unfortunately, after 5 years, unless it's an official document from the Secretary of State versus just an response to an inquiry, they don't keep them after 5 years. But bless their little tea-picking hearts out there, State of California has now put all of their journal records online. So what I had my webmaster do was to download the entire year for 1913 for that legislature, for the California State Legislature. There is no vote for the 17th or 16th Amendment. And one of the journal pages that I found in 2000 was dated in May of 1913. Now, you can go to Wikipedia or any place, and it'll say that California voted to ratify the 17th Amendment on January 28, 1913. However, that journal page says that this amendment to elect U.S. senators was forwarded out of committee with no recommendation. Now, how can that happen when it was allegedly voted on 5 months before that? See? So I get all of this stuff to these representatives and two state senators. Well, Representative Daniel Itzy and Representative Joshua Davenport serve in the New Hampshire legislature. Itzy's been interested in this for years. So they finally, they wrote a bill, and Itzi's been in there 12 years, Joshua Davenport newly elected. They were going to introduce it in January of 2012, and then I got a phone call from Representative Davenport himself, and he said, "I am so sorry, Mrs. Kidd," he said, "but I was just elected." He said, "This is my fault." He said, "I made a procedural error." He said, "We tried every which way to tack the bill onto something, and we can't." So they have to wait until this coming January. But that bill specifically says that the New Hampshire legislature shall appoint two U.S. senators to go to Washington to represent the interests of the state. Their tactic is that immediately the response would be, well, you can't do that. The 17th Amendment says, you know, that the people can vote for it. Their comeback is, fine, prove it. There is no record of any vote in the state of California, which makes it one state short. Now, those who support the 17th Amendment have ridiculed Bill Benson and me for years that, all of those typographical spelling and punctuation doesn't matter. However, there is a booklet titled How Our Laws Are Made, document 97120, 97th Congress. This is the Law Revision Council for the U.S. House of Representatives that says, each amendment must be inserted in precisely the proper place in the bill with the spelling and punctuation exactly the same as it was adopted by the House. Obviously, and it talks about the Senate. And then it says, when the bill has been agreed to in identical form, they vote on it. The preparation of the enrolled bill is painstaking and important task since it must reflect precisely the effect of the amendment. It says that there could be no changes. More than 22 or 23 states omitted a word. Punctuation was bad. Spelling was bad. According to the Law Council for the U.S. House of Representatives, an amendment can't pass when that happens. So you not only have that mess, but you have the fact that California simply did not vote on that amendment. So there's also another problem. Georgia never voted to a lot of people don't know it, but back in 1913, a lot of states were only in session every 4 years. So many, many states didn't vote on it simply because they were out of session. But in the case of Georgia, Georgia didn't vote on it because their governor, Governor Brown at the time, said, or he commissioned a commission to investigate what happened during the adoption of the amendment by the U.S. Congress. And they concluded that the amendment was not properly adopted by the Congress before it was ever sent to the state. So that, therefore, Georgia did not vote on it. They wouldn't vote on it because it wasn't legal.
Well, how many states did vote on it and vote on it properly? Do we have any idea? You have to have two-thirds of the states.
About 10 or 12.
About 10 or 12. And it's supposed to have two-thirds of the states. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
But the bottom line is, for ratification at that time, 36 states had to ratify, and California did not.
That's what Bill Benson found, and of course he ended up being sent to prison. I mean, they cannot let the American people understand that this move to changes from a republic to a democracy so we could have the finest senators that people of great wealth could buy. This is the old system where, of course, the senator was answerable to the states. Meant, of course, we could certainly restrict the power of what the Senate could do. Now, of course, whoever can buy the senators can get them to vote the way they want to. And this is how our government works. People don't understand that. That is why, of course, as Plato had said so many years ago, democracy always degenerates into despotism. Look it up. This is certainly what Plato had said 350 years before Christ was born, and nothing has changed. Go right ahead.
That's why I was in Houston to make my presentation, and that group, we are gearing up for, I'm writing a white paper, if you will, over the weekend, and I'll have it done by Monday to start distributing it. I'm going to write a column about this step by step, so hopefully folks in other states, especially Washington, Utah, Idaho, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and hopefully our state, with the white paper explaining why it's critical that the states get behind and get a bill in the hopper the same as New Hampshire. A lot of people don't know this, but the bills that are going to be introduced in January when the state legislatures open the doors, they have to be in the hopper by Thanksgiving, because then they're distributed to the different committees, so they're ready to go in January. So if you are supportive of having the same bill written for your legislature that New Hampshire has, you can't wait until January of 2013. That's why I, made the 10-hour drive over to Houston to give my speech. So we are going to network throughout the state, Texas, with the other 912 and Tea Party groups. We're focusing on three bills. One is the 17th Amendment, exact duplication, because what New Hampshire did is historic. They basically are saying, look, we're going to appoint our senators, and the hell with you, try to prove that the 17th Amendment was ratified. So each state legislature, the bill's already written. It's a very simple bill. The second one is the sound money bill. We know what's going to happen to this economy. It's just a matter of time before all these Band-Aids go right down the toilet. And the states are not going to be able to pay their bills. They're going to have this state here, has $18 billion in the hole on pensions alone. But when it happens, these legislatures and the governors are going to find themselves in dire straits. So that's the second. And the third one, I'm not going to remember what the third bill, Agenda 21. Here again, Alabama fired the first shot at the UN. Their governor signed into law there will be no Agenda 21 in the state of Alabama. This was 2 weeks ago. He signed it into law. Now, that is a great... Well, okay.
No, that's fine. This is a great idea. And people have to understand Agenda 21 is the secret covert agenda of the elite for the 21st century. And, of course, that agenda involves the destruction of our contemporary society. And if you have any question about that, I want you to go off on the Internet, on your Google, and simply type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. Listen to Alan Greenspan explain how they want to create a new society, but to do that, they have to destroy the old one. Where did they get off of the right to destroy our old society? Why, they're the elite who rule America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is D.B. Kidd, and D.B.'s telling us what's going on across the country in New Hampshire. They're just going to go ahead and plan to try to get legislation through, so they will just send senators that are elected by the people rather than those that are popularly elected, because the 17th Amendment is not valid. And all across the country, people are beginning to organize. They're beginning to realize, of course, that the whole financial system is going to collapse, and our currency is going to collapse. And of course, Dr. Ed Vieira, who we interviewed just a few days ago, has suggested that communities should begin to start thinking about alternative types of currency, some sort of a currency issued by the local community and backed by gold and silver, because basically when our currency collapses, which it's going to, basically, of course, there are trillions, probably $200 to $300 trillion of money out throughout the world. And when that starts coming back here, because people are losing confidence throughout the world in the American currency, and they will simply wipe out the value of all the currency we have, we need an alternative currency system. And that's Dr. Vieira's certainly message he's trying to get out across America. Go ahead, D.B.
And for anybody who's listening in Montana, let me tell you how you've been betrayed. On March 11th, 2009, Edwin gave a presentation via telephone to the Montana Banking Committee. And it was a great presentation he made to them and explained to them, you know, why they have to get this sound money bill through. Also, Dr. Michael Parks and James Turk also gave a presentation via telephone. Well, that committee has had nine Republicans, nine Democrats. They took a vote. The Republicans voted 9 for the bill. The Democrats voted 9 to kill the bill, and they went out of session. Now, 2 weeks ago, the Republicans had their state convention, and guess what was the first thing to be axed from the agenda for January of 2013, a sound money bill. Thank you very much to the Republicans in Montana.
Well, I'm sure there's only a very, very small number of them, DB, but they're well organized. And the one thing they do not want is a sound currency for our system. And yet, of course, without a sound currency, eventually the whole system collapses. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a debt now somewhere between $80 and $100 trillion, if you use the general accepted accounting principles, to determine the debt of America. That is 5 times the amount of the entire gross domestic product of our country for a year. 5 times that, there's no way it can ever be paid off. The only thing that they can do is simply destroy the value of our currency through inflation. They're already beginning to do that. And if you go down to your grocery store, your hardware store, look at the prices and remember what they were certainly a year ago, 16, 18 months ago. They're in the process of producing an inflationary spiral that will bankrupt certainly our governments, but more than that, will, of course, steal the life savings from most of the people in America. Our guest this evening, of course, is D.B. Quid. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. I've known D.B. for a long period of time. She's a political activist on the front lines of everything that's going on. And she's bringing you up to date with the fact that there is increasing awareness all across America of what's going on. And little pockets of resistance are springing up. I think we're seeing more people involved now than ever before, don't you, D.B.?
Yes, I do, and that's good. But we have to be as active as we can. And I know everybody's tired. I'm tired too. I just turned 63 last Thursday, so I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But a lot of the quote newbies that are coming along, they want to turn things around. They want to save this country. Unfortunately, they're looking to the wrong people. You know, I keep getting this stupid email about the Dream Team. Alan West and John Bolton and Condoleezza Rice. And I'm thinking, you folks had better hit the books. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you have to figure the enemy, of course, is going to put up their people. And, of course, we see this. They put out all sorts of new organizations. They're well-funded. They get on to alternative radio. So they try to convince the people, follow us, we'll save you. These are the very people who got us into these problems. They will have their people call my program to try to discredit it or come up with all sorts of foolish things just to confuse listeners. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for DB, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at envita.com. That's ENVITA.com or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Stan and Chris, our guest is D.B. Kidd. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And she's just pointing out why it was so important to the people who hate freedom to pass the 17th Amendment, because they really didn't. It was all fraudulent, but nobody ever told the American people, because even back in 1913, the media was largely controlled. And you can go back and read the things written at that time. You go ahead and you read Woodrow Wilson's essays on freedom, and we actually have what he wrote in 1912 when he wrote, and he basically said, you know, since I've been in public life, men have come to me privately. Some of the biggest men in commerce and business, and they're afraid of somebody, of something. They know there's a force out there, so certainly organized, so subtle, so pervasive, so interconnected, complete, that they'd best not raise their voice if they speak in condemnation of it. This is 1912, and it's in a book called The New Freedom, written by Woodrow Wilson. We'll send you the pages out of it. You get it off my internet site, the exact quotation. And basically, Woodrow Wilson, they understood that in 1912, 1913. Of course, they fraudulently said they passed the 17th Amendment. They didn't. Why did they want that? Because they realized, of course, that if the senators, the United States senators, ran for public office, they could be bought and sold. If they were selected by the state legislatures, why, of course, they would do what was best for the states. No way, and the state legislators would make sure that the senators were doing the right thing for the people, or they would have to answer to the people. They wanted, of course, to limit the ability of a democracy to descend into despotism, as Plato had told us at 2,350 years ago when he wrote The Republic. We don't teach this in schools today. We teach everybody America is a democracy, which it is not. How could you convince everybody America is a democracy? Very simply, you control the educational system, you control the media, you control the ecclesiastic or the churches in America. Ultimately, then you control the reality of the American people. And since everybody says we're a democracy, we must be. And yet, if you read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the constitutions of all 50 states, you will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to condemn it. And if you read the Federalist Papers, especially the 10th one, read the writings of James Madison, who said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention. They are incompatible with personal security and private property and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And you notice how violent our society is becoming? It's because, of course, the Democratic background. They knew this when James Madison wrote the 10th of the Federalist Papers, and you will never see that mentioned in college courses. In fact, when they write up the Federalist Papers, they would usually delete that, or certainly in discussions, they delete it because they don't want the public to know, because they control our reality. Our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Devi, I want you to tell people how they can get to your website, and that if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Devi, give us a call, because she knows what's going on across America as well as anybody I know. Devi, how can people get to your website, get your information?
It's very simple. It's just my name, devi.com. Also, I wanted to point this out. In my last column, when I say that it's almost impossible to get rid of incumbents in the Congress, I'm talking about vote fraud and ignorant voters. I analyzed 12 states that have already had their primaries. And in those 12 states, like Alabama had 7 districts. These are congressional seats in the House. Alabama, 7 congressional seats, 7 incumbents won. California with 53 districts, 44 incumbents win. Illinois, 18 districts, 40. Go down for the total for the 12 states, 167 incumbents have already won their primary. And some seats were uncontested, meaning people like Sheila Jackson Lee here in Texas and Mad Maxine Waters out of L.A. will get reelected in November, as they have for decades, because they're hardcore socialists and their constituents love feeding off your paycheck. But there are still a number of primaries coming up, and that number of 167 will increase to another 300. So we're virtually, even though Congress has a 10% approval rating, you're looking at the same dang thing we keep seeing over and over. In 2010, the approval rating for Congress was 11%, and yet 86% of the incumbents were allegedly reelected. 86%. Now, that's an improvement because it's normally 96%. But just judging by 12 states already, virtually every single incumbent has won their primary, and they'll go on. It's including John Boehner up there in Ohio, and they'll go on to win in November. And what are we going to have in January? The same gas bags like Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan with their magical tricks about how to cut the budget. Not a word about getting rid of unconstitutional cabinets sucking down hundreds of billions of dollars in borrowed money. Department of Education, Department of Energy, Small Business Administration, EPA, not a peep. You know, these guys, they talk about, well, what did John Boehner with the tears in his eyes after the big sweep in 2010? We're going to do the Constitution. We're the Constitution. Constitution, my foot. All of them vote every single day for unconstitutional funding, including foreign aid. So don't look for any changes coming out of Congress. Not with the trend going the way it is, with all these incumbents going right back to winning their primary. I'm sickened by it, just sickened by it.
Well, I think it's so important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that at the current time we're running about a $1.2 to $1.3 trillion a year deficit. $1.2 to $1.3 trillion deficit. So what did Sonny Paul Ryan and John Boehner and the Republicans come up with? They came up with drastic reduction in federal spending. And Sonny, since we're running a deficit of $1.2 to $1.3 trillion a year, they're going to cut $1 trillion from the federal budget over 10 years. They're going to cut $1 trillion from the federal budget over 10 years. Most of that will be 6 or 8 or 9 years from now, not now. Well, how can you solve a problem of a current budget deficit of $1.2 to $1.3 trillion a year by cutting $1 trillion a year from the federal budget over a 10-year period? That's about $100 billion a year. Basically, nobody ever points out that they're throwing the game. They want to destroy America. This is a process known as creative destruction. They want to create this new global government. But, of course, before you can do that, you have to destroy the old one. If you doubt that is the plan, you simply go to your computer and you type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction, and Alan Greenspan will tell you exactly what's going on today. The plan is to destroy our current society. He's very, very straightforward in it. You must understand that this is what's going on. Right now we've got Ron calling us from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan, and I appreciate what Didi's doing about the 17th Amendment and to get back to the election of senators by state legislators. But one of the associated problems is the fact that the Supreme Court ordered both houses of the legislature to be apportioned by population, not by geography. So you're going to have in the states, the big cities will still run everything. And having the legislature elect them, you're just going to have the big city politicians being elected, since most of the delegates will come from those urban areas.
Now, remember, you're talking about a difference between the delegates and talking about the
state senators.
She's talking about the United States Senate will be elected by the state legislatures rather than by the people. And basically, this is where it was before they brought in the 17th Amendment to begin to centralize all power in the hands of the wealthy.
But there's another aspect to it. Back before the Supreme Court ruling, you would have maybe each county would have a state senator. So the big cities, they wouldn't have any more representation than some of the smaller counties. So you wouldn't have a big city running the entire state legislature like you do today. They might run the one house that is apportioned by population, but the other one that's apportioned geographically, they would have just the same voice as any other county.
Well, basically, we're not talking about counties. We're talking about U.S. senators, Ron.
Well, I'm just saying that the legislature, the makeup of the legislature is determined by how the seats are apportioned.
Well, let's get Ron. Davey, how would you address Ron? I think we're talking about apples and oranges, but how would you address his concern?
Well, let me state this. When the first Continental Congress in 1787, now I have the three-volume set that's put out by Yale Press, is written by Max Ferrand, considered the only, the one and only, containing all of the notes, everything from that Congress. On May the 29th, 1787, it was only a couple of days into it, the number one issue was going to be how do we set up this new government? And these delegates from the states said, we're going to have two houses. One is going to be the House of Representatives, who will be the representatives of the people of the state in the Congress. The other body is going to be the United States Senate, totally and exclusively to be appointed by the state legislatures to go to the to Washington, D.C., to represent the interests of the states. And Madison himself said that never shall the U.S. Senate be given up to the vote for people. It will always remain with the state legislatures. Now, the state legislatures, yes, it could be a problem for a big state like California, because their legislature has been dominated by socialists, communists, and sexual deviants for over 40 years. Now, the people of California, the destiny of their state could have been in their hands long time ago, but they, between vote fraud, and I believe that this is a factor, as the economy gets worse, deliberately destroyed through treaties like NAFTA, CAFTA, and GATT, people become dependent upon the government, and so they will vote for those Democrats who promise to take your paycheck to give to somebody else. But If we're going to return to true constitutional government, the 17th Amendment is a fraud, and we cannot let it stand. And it's up to us not... This requires tremendous sacrifice of your time. As you well know, Dr. Stan, we don't really have lives anymore. These scoundrels out there in Washington and these global elites who can yank the strings of these puppets, they've destroyed our right to freedom and happiness and liberty, because all we're doing is fighting them every single day of the week just to keep our heads above water. But when we make our legislators know that we have the ability to throw them out of office, that we will, you know, support candidates, and those candidates will audit the vote if they lose. We just had an election here in 2010. We got a new state representative who ran in 2008, and he didn't win. And he ran in 2010, and they said he couldn't win because the incumbent was like a 7 or 8 term socialist Democrat. Well, you know what? We all got out with the literature, knocked on doors, campaigned for him, and he won. We threw out that other guy, Heflin, finally got rid of him. So it can be done, but it takes boots on the ground.
And I think that's what it's all about, Ron. I think if people are involved, we can do this, and we can get a lot more done by returning to the Constitution than sticking the way we are today.
Let me just bring out Arizona. Excuse me for interrupting, okay. Because I know time. I can guarantee you that the Arizona State Legislature would have fired John McCain a decade ago. They would have thrown him out in a New York second. They can't stand him for what he's done with his votes. You know, that is the gateway for the illegals invasion. And old McCain, he hasn't, you know, done anything. But we, like I said, it's a lie and it's a fraud. And just like 9/11, just like Oklahoma City, KAL007, TW8, Flight 800, how many more lies are we just going to let, you know, stay on the books because the road is hard to take, you know? I mean, what if the people of the Revolutionary War, you know, what if they just said, well, we're just going to, you know, give up? We'd still be licking the bootstraps of the British. But they hung in there in worse odds than we have. They didn't have the tools that we have. They didn't have radio shows like yours. They didn't have the Internet. Well, we do now. But the Agenda 21 was passed in the state of Alabama because of dedicated people there who would not give up. But it takes opening the dialogue with your state representative. And it is difficult in the big states. I know that. However, I went up to the Capitol in Austin last year, 6-hour drive, walked right into Representative Brian Hughes' office. They said, well, he's upstairs. There's a big vote. So the young man took me upstairs, and Brian says, oh, I've wanted to talk to you for a long time about the 17th Amendment. So we sat there and talked for an hour and 15 minutes about how we're going to get this done. So these guys and ladies are being pounded on by their constituency. They have to know that we have their back, that we will support them, and that we will work to get these things done.
Well, anyway, I'm going to support the effort to do away with the 17th Amendment, which was never ratified. Ron, you may not agree with that.
Well, I agree. I just didn't say I agree with 100%. It's just that it would even be much better if every county in the state Senate, like it used to be in California, when you had small counties having the same representation as large counties, you wouldn't have a couple of metropolitan areas dominating the both houses of the state legislature, and they'd have to come to a consensus.
Well,
I agree. Are you in California, by the way?
No, he's in Washington. Hey, we're going to have
wait a second. Wait, okay. Washington State, Matthew Shea. Representative
Matthew
Shea.
Fantastic.
He knows all about it.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Ron. Let's go to Chuck calling from Michigan. Chuck, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, go ahead, Dan. What was your point?
Well, just that Ron had a good point there that most people don't recognize. The state legislators, are, as I understand it, are elected by population rather than geographical county boundaries. I think a change happened in 1950. And that is a significant change. It's basically how the cities have taken over the legislatures. The private property owners have suffered for that, you know, because the small counties used to have a voice in the legislature, whereas now they don't as a result of that. And if I understand it correctly, I think that's what Ron was trying to say.
Okay, fine. And certainly I share your concern about it, but we have to try to get to the people in those cities. And, of course, the thing is that they are under the influence of the local newspapers and the local radio stations. This is why we have to reach the people. Dan, I have found that when you can reach the people, they will change their position. We have a tremendous outreach there in the state of eastern part of Washington. We have an outreach in Michigan. We have an outreach in Colorado, upstate New York. And in those areas, certainly our lone voice has had a tremendous impact. And other people have influences other areas. If we can get people to listen to the radio and they hear the truth, they will actually begin changing their positions. It takes time because you have to totally re-educate them. I share your concern. But rather than sit around and complain, what we have to do is try to get people informed because most people value freedom, don't you believe?
I do believe that, and God bless you for your efforts. You're making a great impact. We've got Matt Shea up in this area, and he's doing a great job.
I've heard he has. I never met him, but we'll have to get him on sometime. God bless, and thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help financially, we could certainly use it because we have to pay for our time up there, many thousands of dollars there in the state of Washington, and for all the programs we have in across America. And we have almost 70 outlets, or at least somewhere in California every week or somewhere in the United States every week, people are hearing the truth. Our weekend program, between 30 and 35 stations, 30 and 35 outlets, and basically some of these are very, very large stations. But certainly we need to be able to maintain what we have. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and either take our monthly newsletter or certainly get our four best tapes of the month in our newsletter, or if you have something you'd like to advertise with us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We actually have a DVD with D.V. Kidd, who was our guest this evening. It's called Vote Scam or Vote Fraud. I'm not sure which, but it's D.V. Kidd. And if you call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for the D.V. Kidd's DVD on voting. We have it available. We have all sorts of fascinating 4 CD sets and 4 tape sets, and we have certainly books, and you need to have access to them. If you want to know how they killed Bobby Kennedy, we have a 4 CD set on that. If you want to know certainly about how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a 4 CD set. If you want to know how they assassinate people, you want to hear an interview with the man who was given the contract to kill Ross Perot. Fortunately, he didn't do it, but he's disappeared. And why, of course, and many times people we interview disappear shortly after they've been on a program, never to be heard from again. And, of course, that's deadly assassins. And suddenly we interviewed Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of September 11, 2011, and suddenly reported that there was a stand-down order that morning. Leo Chavez disappeared shortly after being on our program, never to be heard from again. This is a dangerous business, but I do it because I believe in America. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be my views and the views of Cheryl Hancock, who is our reporter who keeps us abreast of what's going over in Israel. She lives in Israel. She's been there for, 12 or 13 years, Cheryl?
Been there over 13 years. Yeah.
Okay, fine. And of course, Cheryl's back here, as she said, on a speaking tour going across the United States, bringing people abreast of what's going on over there in Israel. And believe me, it's going increasingly dangerous. Certainly, everything suggests that there's going to be a war there before long. And one of the most incredible things that's taking place is, certainly ordinarily, if there's going to be a war, why, people with any good sense try to get away from that war. They try to get away from that. But Jewish people from all across the world are going to Israel still because they want to be with their fellow Jews when this time of crisis comes, which doesn't make sense. But then we live in a world gone mad, and there certainly is an attraction to Jewish people for the Holy Land as there is to Christians, and certainly, but I'm glad that I don't live over there. Cheryl will be going back again. Cheryl is a evangelical Christian, but of course we've asked her to be on with us this evening and perhaps a couple of times while she's here in the States to keep us abreast of what's going on over in the Holy Land today. So rather than have me carry on and talk, people hear me all the time. Cheryl, you tell our listeners what is going on in Israel today, in Palestine, in that part of the world.
Well, there's actually a lot going on, a lot of activity, and I'm amazed being over here in America, I cannot get news on this television. So I have been having to research it from the internet. And I hope other people are doing that because it's hard to find out what's going on. As for instance, a friend of mine, I called back to Israel, and a friend of mine told me, and this has been confirmed by the news report, that over 160 rockets have been fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip in recent days. So it has escalated, and these rockets have actually gone further into Israel than ever before. In other words, they're more long-range missiles. So it's heating up in the south. No one has been killed, or we would hear about it on the news here. But people have been running to shelters. The sirens have been going off. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, kids running to shelters from the schools, schools being closed. It's not a normal life for these people. But as you said, Dr. Stan, these people are going to Israel. They're staying in Israel, and they do not want to give up that land. I asked them in Sura, which 1 mile from where the rockets are coming in, I said, why don't you move? They said, first of all, who would buy our house? Second of all, they said, if we move from here, they'll just move in further, closer into Israel, and be able to fire rockets closer into Israel, further into Israel, of course. So it doesn't make sense for them to move. They're standing ground, what they're doing.
All right, you speak up just a little bit louder, just loud as you possibly can. And actually, Cheryl's in a hotel room in Southern California. She's going to be doing some talking down there. Are you going to be talking the next couple of days?
Well, actually, I will fly to North Carolina on Friday.
Okay, fine.
Yep. I'll be speaking for 2 months, actually, driving from North Carolina to Tampa to Arkansas, back to California, from Nevada down to Southern California.
Okay, fine. Well, you got a bit, sounds like you got a busy time, and you got this pretty well all laid out.
Pardon?
You've got your schedule pretty well laid out. Do you have any openings during this time you're going to be here?
Well, every Sunday and Wednesday is booked, and some in between. A lot of it's traveling, so I'm actually overbooked at this point.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, what's happening as far as the economy? What's happening as far as the settlers in Sydney, in Judea and Samaria? What's happening as far as certainly the war over there in Syria?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Cheryl is simply talking about the area she lives. Of course, it's a Jewish community of about 40 to 50,000 people, but it is in the Palestinian area. Are you in Judea or Samaria, or are you in Jerusalem itself?
I'm right outside of Jerusalem.
All right.
The mountains of Judah, I guess. Mountains? But it's the desert. It's actually the mountains in the desert. It's the hills of the desert, and they're actually, I can see the Dead Sea from where I live. It's the road to Jericho and to the Dead Sea, which was kind of no man's land. It wasn't deemed the Palestinian Authority land or the West Bank. But no one would build on it because it's harsh land. It's desert. But so the Jews decided they would build on it. So it's actually a community off of Jerusalem.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, is it fairly safe there for you and for you to live in that region?
Yeah, I feel safe. Yes, there have been attacks. We're surrounded by Muslim villages. One is Azawiya. It's where Lazarus' tomb is, and where Lazarus was raised from the dead, and it's completely Muslim. As a matter of fact, one man was delivering some pizza and went actually into that area instead of into where I live. I live in a Jewish community, and there's a checkpoint when you go into the community. They want to make sure that you're not carrying bombs or weapons or something. And this man actually went into the Muslim village, and a kid saw him driving down the road, and the poor man is looking around lost, and the kid says, Jew, Jew, and starts yelling, and so a crowd of people come, Muslim people, and they stand in front of him, of course. They pulled him out of the car and started beating him. The person who saved him was a sheikh that saw this going on, who is a leader of the religious community, came out and stopped the people from beating him and took him to the police station and saved him. So it's a very dangerous area, but you have to know where to go and where not to go.
Well, basically, of course, I know you work with the Palestinian people. How do the Palestinian people feel? Are most of them militants? Are they radical Islamists? Are they just people who want to live and be left alone?
Well, the people that I work with are people, like you just said, that want to be left alone. They want their kids to grow up and be doctors and lawyers and teachers, and they don't want any part of being of this violent community. Yet, if you're religious, if you're a Muslim and you're religious, you're going to be a part of that. And if kids are around and there's a problem going on, they start throwing rocks, and if you don't throw a rock, then it shows that you are against your own people. So people join in and fight against the Jews because it's the thing to do, or they don't want to get caught not doing it. But many of the people just want a normal life. It's not an option. They don't have a normal life.
So what's the solution? How can you ever get the Jews and the Palestinians to live together in peace?
By telling them about the Lord and hoping that he would live in their heart. That's the only way that I see them living in peace. It has to be the individual, their heart, to care and love their neighbor. And they're not being taught, these kids in the Palestinian areas and in Israel proper, the Arabs in Israel proper, have school books that teach them to become jihad warriors and to fight to take back the land from Israel. So if they're being taught that and they're believing their leaders, they look up to their leaders, their teachers, their parents, they're being taught that this is their land and they need to fight for it. They don't have a chance in life. That's what they're being taught.
Well, what a terrible situation, and what terrible to indoctrinate children in violence, and yet I suspect that a lot of those textbooks have actually been manufactured by the United States. We know that the United States was manufacturing textbooks with that sort of a message in it in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we weren't doing the same thing in Palestine, as we create, in my estimation, the best enemies money can buy. Well, basically, of course, now, what about certainty? The Israeli military. Is the Israeli military ready for a war with possibly Syria or with Iran? Is there much talk about that over there? Certainly, you live there. I mean, this is, of course, our concern that the war with Syria would spread over to Israel, or that there would be a war between Israel and Iran. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of thought of war over there. Israel is having a lot of war games right now, and what I'm saying, they're testing their sirens, they're testing their military. They have put troops on the northern border. They are preparing. They deployed, I had the number here, they deployed many troops on the Syrian border because Syria, what people are doing is trying to flee from their government because, just, you know, it's a massacre over there. But Israel is guarding that border. And there's Syrian tanks on the border of Turkey. There's Syrian forces on the border in the north. So that's why Israel's up there. They're afraid there's going to be a spillover into Israel. And there has been talk against Israel and the Syrian government. So I know they're busy right now, but who knows what's going to happen after that.
Well, is Israel keeping the Syrian refugees out of Israel?
They're trying to keep them out of Israel. They are actually going into Turkey, and they're going where they can. But actually, the Syrian government is coming after those people into the refugee camps, I heard. They're spilling over the border, and that's what they don't want. Now, there's probably Syrian refugees in some of the Druze camps in the northern areas that have come through the fence, but Israel has a lot of troops up there.
Well, no, you say the Jewish camps, are there actually Jewish camps in Israel?
No, there's refugee camps.
Refugee camps.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, refugee camps from the Syrians. They're making camps with tents, and then the Syrian troops will come after them. So, yeah, and Israel's afraid they're going to be coming towards them, so they are really guarding the border in the north. Syria also, I don't know if you heard about planes that were shot down, the Turkish plane.
Well, we heard that the Syrians had brought down a Turkish plane.
Thank you. Yeah, two people were shot down. And so on the border of Syria now are 170 Syrian tanks. So Turkey actually deployed vehicles in preparation because they don't want this to go without something going on. And so there's a problem up on the border. And, of course, this is Israel's border. You know, Syria is Israel's border, so that's another reason why Israel is up on the border. They're watching every border now so closely on the Egyptian border. There have been attacks on Israel army on the Egyptian border. It used to be guarded by the Egyptian military, and it's not guarded very good anymore. And so these groups have been coming in, the so-called terrorists have been coming in and attacking Israel on that border. So Israel, just like in the Bible, they have one hand building a wall, and the other hand they have a gun. Because they have to protect themselves as they build a wall from Egypt so that these people stop coming in and attacking Israel.
Now then, are they building a wall along the Israeli-Egyptian border, or I guess that would be the border with the Sinai Peninsula?
That's right. Yes, that's where they're building the wall. Yeah, they're moving as quickly as they possibly can because there's a lot of attacks. Weapons are coming through. Drugs are coming through. Yeah, but there's a lot of attacks. They're afraid these people are going to get into Israel proper and cause attacks.
All All right, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl lives over there in Israel and works with both the Palestinians and the Jews as far as trying to help them and trying to do anything she can to allay the apprehension and the hostility. How do the average Jewish person feel about the Palestinians? You mentioned that most of the Palestinians would simply not want to get involved, but they're almost forced simply because by their neighbors, by the religious leaders within the Palestinian community, Muslim leaders, to actually engage in this anti-Israel activity. How do the Israelis feel about what's going on?
Yeah, it depends on who you talk with, but a lot of the Israelis used to be friends with the Arab people, with the Palestinians, the Muslim people, and they used to work on their property, and they would have dinner and lunch with them. And I've talked to Jewish people that had this happen. And since the jihad started, the intifada started, in 2000, things have changed quite a bit. Then the attack started, and the Jewish people are afraid. And not only that, that the government doesn't want them they don't allow the Palestinians to come in as much as they used to. The Palestinians, every day when I go to work, when I go into Jerusalem, I see the Palestinians on the side of the road by my community because they come out of Bethany. And they're standing there waiting for someone to pick them up and take them to go to construction work, to do some kind of work. Because the wage in the West Bank is between $300 and $500 a month. That's all they get. And in Israel, they at least get minimum wage. So they all want to come into Israel to work. But they can't now, not all of them. They get many, many permits, thousands of permits a day that will come in and work, but not as many as before. And so the Jewish people used to love them coming into work. They used to get along very well. But now it's a whole different situation. Many people have people that were killed or attacked by Palestinians, and that's changed their minds, and vice versa.
Well, as I remember, Bethany is only maybe 5 miles away from the Mount of Olives, somewhere like that. Bethany is very, very close there. Isn't that true?
Yes, it's on the backside of the Mount of Olives.
Right.
And I can see the backside of the Mount of Olives from where I live.
And, of course, Bethany is where Lazarus was raised from the dead. And we remember very well being there and the cave that's there and all the tradition that's associated with that area. So you're really very, very close into the city of Jerusalem itself. Yes.
They actually call it a neighborhood of Jerusalem at times.
Right.
And you wouldn't want to go there as a tourist even now. I asked a guide to take a group in, and he said no, he wouldn't do it. It's too dangerous.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, is it safe to go up in the Mount of Olives anymore?
It's safe, but not as it used to be. There have been rock attacks, even on tourists, on the Mount of Olives.
Well, I remember we actually have pictures of my wife being kissed by a camel up there. And that was something many years ago. We've been there 6 different times. It was a wonderful, wonderful tour. But unfortunately, why, of course, everything has changed. And this area certainly is looking at increasing violence, is my fear. But the threat of war with Syria, the threat of war with Iran, the threat of war with the Muslim world. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Stan and Sunday Cheryl is just talking about some of the people that she's dealt with who become Christians and they've been beheaded or beaten to death with chains. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're not talking something theoretical. We're talking about things that are taking place today. She's talking about, did you talk to this fellow who was beheaded or was somebody you just knew about?
No, somebody just sent it to me that was in Tunisia.
All right, fine.
About it. But the one that's in prison in the Palestinian Authority, I took him to be baptized, and I haven't seen him since. I heard that next week he went to tell his family, and after that his brother turned him in, so he's been in prison. And they put a charge on him because if the Red Cross comes, they can't say, well, they're in prison because they're a Christian. They have to give another reason, and so the bogus charge they put on him was that he sold land to a Jew, which is punishable by death. So he's in there for selling land to a Jew, which he didn't have. He doesn't have land. He has just become a Christian.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest this evening is Cheryl Hancock, and we have on the line from Santa Cruz, Barbara. Hi, Barbara. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And thank you, Cheryl, for being with Dr. Stan again tonight. But, you know, your story about these people, the Muslims who are coming to know the Lord, what a testimony to them, that, you know, that they are willing to give their lives for Him as He gave His life for us. And how many people in the United States, you know, really appreciate the privilege that we have as Christians, you know, to practice our faith here. I just don't know how many of them really do.
No, and I'm talking in America right now, speaking in all these churches. And as I tell these people that people I know are losing their freedom, losing their children, losing their families, losing their jobs, losing their lives for becoming Christians, and we need to be grateful for even being born in America, being born into freedom. We don't know what it's like to be under that control where you're afraid to carry a Bible. And most of these people that I talk to and that I go to in the villages, they can't go to church. I have to go to them to take them ministry material. They have to read the Bible for themselves if they can sneak to read one. But, yeah, they can't go to church. Yet they're leading many, many more people to the Lord. So it's amazing what's going on, and they're grabbing a hold of the Lord and His love and running with it no matter what. They will lose their life for it if they have to.
And I think it's so hard for the average American, living in the comfort where we do today, to realize, of course, that people are today in Israel and Palestine losing their lives and being imprisoned and beaten to death simply because they've accepted the Lord. And here, why, it's a free gift. Over there, it's you're risking your life even to consider it. And actually, some of the people actually there have had to leave the country and leave their families, haven't they, to try to get to another country where they can be safe so they will not be killed for having become a Christian?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was on the airplane with one man who left. We got on the airplane in 2008. He is in a European country right now so that he can be with his family. He has four of his boys who also got asylum over there, because we have to get asylum. We have to go to the police and talk to them about what's going on in the PA. So they gave him and two of his boys asylum. The other two, unfortunately, have been denied, and this is just recent. They have been denied because the European countries are stopping the doors to having Muslim immigrants because the Muslims are not assimilating into their society. They're having Sharia zones where they're practicing what they do in the Middle East, in London, England, for instance, in Norway, in Holland, and the governments don't want that. They want them to become citizens and act like citizens, but they're not doing that. So the two boys were denied asylum, and we really need to pray that they don't, they're going to go back in front of the judge, because we have a parliament member working on that now. But if they get sent back to the West Bank after saying the PA is treating us this way and this way, and they escape and try to get asylum, they will be killed. And I've known these boys since they were about 6 years old, and now they're 18, 19, 20 years old.
And of course, basically, I assume that these are Palestinians who become Christians.
That's right.
All right, Barbara, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Barbara, did you have something else you'd like to say?
Just a couple of questions. Just one moment, please.
You go right ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, I had to turn the tape. Cheryl, do they ever ask or inquire of these young people who are Muslims who are coming into these other countries? Do they ever ask whether they are Christian or not, or do they just take into consideration that they're Muslim?
I'm going to have to cut you off. You hang on, Barbara. We'll talk to you as soon as we get through the break.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we still have, of course, our 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. We still have Barbara on the line. Barbara, do you have another question for Cheryl?
Well, I was just asking Cheryl about the fact that if these Muslims that are moving to, say, Europe, or England in particular, is there any question, or do they question them at all as to whether they have converted to Christianity because to make a difference? Because they certainly also can't put them into the Muslim community.
I have your answer, I think. Yes, they do put them into the Muslim community. If they are immigrants and they speak Arabic, they will go into that community. Mm-hmm. And it's really dangerous for the ones that have converted to Christianity. When they come in the country, I assume they do ask them what they are. Now, most of them, on their birth certificate, on any identification, it will say what they are. Because in the Middle East, you're born as a Christian, like an Arab Christian, a Muslim, or a Jew. And that will be on your record. And so when these boys came into the country they went into, I'm sure they put Muslim down because that's what it says on their identification. They weren't asked, are you converted to Christian? And that's what we're doing now. We're writing letters, and we're having a parliament member who I know who is a believer talking to another parliament member in their country. And hopefully they will get this straightened out to where these boys won't have to leave. It's very dangerous in the area they're staying in. They have to be very quiet about their conversion. But you know what? My friend Smiley is out there among them, and he's talking to them about the Lord and has already converted some of them to Christianity.
Well, this is really the only hope that I can see for certainly the relationships over there. Only the love of the Lord is going to be able to get the Israelis and the Palestinians to live together. Anything else, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. I was, you know, Cheryl was talking about it, how being dangerous it was to be up on the town of the on top of the Mount of Olives at this point, and obviously by yourself driving. But now, are tourists still in a pretty good situation as far as going to these various areas?
Yes, tourists, everyone wants the tourists there. The Palestinians and the Jews want the tourists there. I have not heard of any incidences lately where buses have been thrown, rocks have been thrown at buses or tourists have been attacked. No, they want the tourists there. It's perfectly safe. The guide is usually Jewish and the bus driver is usually Arab.
Right.
They work together. They call ahead. They make sure they know the area is safe before they even take the tourists there. It's completely safe. I feel completely safe going to Israel. I feel safer in Israel than I do Los Angeles.
This is what happened to us. We would have the same thing. We'd have an Arab bus driver and a Jewish guide. And they knew everything that was going on. And they would not take you anywhere that there was any problem at all.
Right. They want you to come back.
They'd take you somewhere else.
That's right.
They would be really, you know, like I remember one time we were heading off to Emmaus and we came up on and all of these blocks were on the road and the bus driver said, okay, I can do one of two things. I can take you around the rocks, which will put us in danger. I can turn you back. We can go back. And the guide said, we're going back.
And I think that was time that we actually went to Solomon's Cave. That was we'd taken all sorts of trips, and we'd never seen Solomon's Cave. We'd been there six times. The only time we ever saw it was when they wouldn't let us get through to Emmaus. And these are massive, big caves right under the Damascus Gate, right under the city of Israel. I mean, you talk about, I mean, these things with ceilings maybe 30, 40 feet high and 50 feet, 100 feet wide. I'm sure you've probably seen them, haven't you, Cheryl? Solomon's Caves?
No. Is it the same as Solomon's Stables?
This is down underneath the Damascus Gate.
There's places that are closed off right now. And
oh, my God.
I have never been there. I will definitely snoop around.
Okay,
yeah, they're just right next to them. And we had never seen them before. We did get to go later on to Emmaus, which was wonderful. But, that was. I mean, that was the one thing that was very impressive was the fact that the Arab driver and the Jewish guide, they worked together and they protected the tourists. And, I would not hesitate to have people go there to do this because, I mean, they really do watch out for people.
They do.
And this is Barbara who got kissed by the camel there. God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl, so much. God bless you for being with us.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, Cheryl has a regular email. I get the regular emails from her. I keep us abreast of what's going on over there. How can people get in touch with you, Cheryl? Get your emails, get your other communication, and if they'd like to help you, how can they do that?
Well, they can email me directly, and I'll be on the other side of that email receiving it. So you can email me at reportingfromisrael, all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Correct.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got a Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for a comment for our guest?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, right.
Yeah, this is Israel. My name is Israel.
Oh, okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. There's people down in San Fernando Valley. It's called, you can Google them. It's Ezekiel Network, and they are Jewish people that are, they believe in Jesus, and that they'll travel in the world, and they'll raise funds, and they're, you need to get in contact with them because they're doing a lot of what you're doing there, and so I think that would be a good group for you to get a hold of.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else, Israel?
I just want to say shalom, and appreciate everything you're doing, and that God would bless you guys in your body and your mind, your heart, and financially, and send you people, the right people, to do the Lord's will and keep fighting.
Well, that's God has called Cheryl to that, and that's what she's doing. Been doing it for 14, 15 years over there. Okay, I appreciate so much your calling. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That's all.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Israel. Okay, our telephone number then is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And What about getting up on Temple Mount? Certainly when we were there, where we were able to get up on the Temple Mount, we were able to get into the Great Mosque. What about now? Are tourists allowed up there?
Yes, tourists can go up there. There's certain hours that non-Muslims are allowed on the Temple Mount, but you are not allowed to take the Bible or any biblical item, any religious item, I should say, and you are not allowed to pray up there. So if they see your mouth moving, you better look out. Actually, some Jews went up there recently, I think in the last couple weeks, and one of them prostrated himself on the ground in prayer, and he was carried off by the Palestinian police, on the temple police, whatever you want to call them, on top of the Temple Mount there.
Are you allowed to go into that large Muslim mosque? There's two of them. There's the Muslim mosque, and then there's the other Dome of the Rock. Can you get into one or either of them?
Well, the last time I went up there, which was probably about 3 months ago, no, we could not go in. And when I went in as a tourist years ago, yes, but I have not seen tourists go inside the mosque at all recently. Maybe they are going, and I just didn't happen to see it, but I don't see that happening.
Well, certainly the Dome of the Rock is one of the most beautiful buildings. That's the building for our listeners out there, with a golden dome. And certainly the architecture, I mean, here is something that was built probably in the late 600s. And it is just magnificent architecture, and the paintings there, and the dome, and it's just the structure there. You wonder how, 1,400 years ago, they could have built something that magnificent. And then, of course, there's the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I think that's the name of it there. And that's an even much larger mosque. That's not very ornate, but it's a regular mosque used by the Muslims on a regular basis. I have never understood why, after Israel won the 67 war, why Moshe Dayan gave that to the Muslims rather than they were the victors, had been attacked. Why did Moshe Dayan give that to the Muslims and create a something that would divide that whole area? I mean, that was, to me, that was a very foolish move. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, people are still wondering why he gave them guardianship over the Temple Mount when it actually belongs to the Jews. And they won it back in 1967. And I don't know if people know that the part of the Dome of the Rock, of course, is built on top of Mount Moriah. That's where the Temple Mount is. That's where Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Isaac. And when you go inside the dome, there's a piece of the mountain. And you can walk in there and see that piece. I'm sure you have when you were in there. And the problem over this Temple Mount now that they're arresting Jews that go up there, and if you are not covered, if they don't think you're covered properly, like if your shoulders are showing or something, they make you buy a kafaya, an Arab scarf. You have to wear that while you're on the Temple Mount. So now there's a lot of fighting going on up there. And when you look at it, the Jews are saying, who is being worshipped on our Temple Mount? And Allah is the only one allowed to be worshipped on that Temple Mount. If anyone tries to worship another god, they are kicked off the Temple Mount, arrested. Very interesting place.
Well, I think that one of these days something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but somehow or other that magnificent structure is going to be destroyed and the Jews are going to rebuild their temple. This is certainly one of the historic events. There are many Jews waiting for it. They're not planning on dismantling the mosque or blowing up the mosque. They think that God, in one way or another, is going to intervene and create a situation where they will once again be able to build their temple. Have you encountered Jews who had that feeling and had expressed that sentiment?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I spoke with the people at the Temple Institute, and they have every implement ready to rebuild the third temple. Everything in gold, solid gold, and all the implements in silver, and the priest robes. Actually, they're training priests in a village across from where I live. They're training them how to do sacrifices, preparing for sacrifices on the Temple Mount. And the Vatican is talking about a way to solve the problem when this becomes a so-called two-state solution. And let's say the Palestinians get Jerusalem as their capital and the Jews have the other half as their capital. What to do with an old city in the Temple Mount? Well, the Vatican said this would be good to have UN peacekeepers, and they can watch the peace over there. And then they can build, the Jews can go up and have a place of worship, and there are already plans for a visitor center next to the Temple Mount, going up to the Temple Mount, which will have a place of worship inside of it. And the Vatican wants the Christians to be able to go up there and worship, and, of course, the Arabs, the Muslims, to be able to worship. So it's one of the ways they think they can solve the problem of Jerusalem, because we know the war is going to all come down. All the eyes will be turned towards Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount is what the big fight is over. Who's going to be worshipped on that Temple Mount?
And I think really what's so amazing is this is the holy site for the three great religions, certainly for the Muslim faith, for the Christian faith, both Catholic and Protestant, and for the Jewish faith, there, simply on the Temple Mount. That's really what's so exciting, to be there and realize that this is the center of faith of all those three nations. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, who's been there for 15 years, working with the Palestinians and working with the Jews. What about the Jews? Are any of the Jews open to Christianity and to having a personal relationship with our Lord?
Well, some of them do. Some of them do have a personal relationship, and there's a lot of, actually, there's quite a few groups there, and they call them kehilas, where they're congregations. Kehilah is a Hebrew word. They don't call them churches. They call them kehilas, and they have grown over, since 1980, they have over tripled. I can't even remember the number, but it's an amazing number of people that were Jewish that have become believers in Yeshua, in Jesus. And it's happening all the time. It's a lot slower than the Arab world. In the Arab world, they're out of hope, and they want hope in their life, and they reach up for a God of love and hope. The Jewish people have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they are very religious, or they're secular. And the secular ones are coming to the Lord more than the religious ones, but there are religious ones coming to the Lord also. So, yeah, we're seeing some activity there. But it's dangerous because there is persecution. If you are caught being a missionary in Israel, then you can be kicked out. You can be attacked. It's legal, but that doesn't mean you're not going to be reached. And so there was an ad in the paper, a full-page ad, says, beware of missionaries. We want the tourists. We don't want missionaries. And if you do your work here, beware. And that was a ad in the Jerusalem Post. So, yes, you have to be very careful. They don't want Jews converting to Christianity because they believe you cannot be Jewish and believe in the Lord Yeshua or Jesus, which is, you know, not the truth. You can be Jewish and understand you have a personal relationship with the Lord, that he is Yeshua, Jesus, who came to die
first. Well, I think, you know, it's very interesting that certainly there is a fear among the Muslims of people coming to be Christians. And there is a fear among the religious Jews of people becoming Christians. But the Christians certainly do not fear people if they want to become a Jew or if they want to become a Muslim. That is their decision. We may not agree with it, but we don't actively threaten people who are certainly would because they would convert to a different faith. That seems to be a very real difference between the Christian religion and the members of the other two major faiths that find that Jerusalem to be the center of their religion. I'm sure you're well aware of that, and you probably have wondered why. Do you have any answers why they're so frightened of people becoming Christians, whereas Christians are not worried if somebody wants to leave our faith and adopt another one?
No, I have no answer to that, but I know that when they become, they think, they're taught, when they become Christians, they are no longer Jewish, and thus the Jewish nation will disappear, and the Jewish people will disappear. That is a fear of them.
Well, I don't think the Jewish people are going to disappear until God, of course, converts them to Christianity. I don't think you can convert somebody to a faith. I mean, certainly I do know that when Jews become Christians, they become the best Christians you ever saw, but I think that God has influenced their lives. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Cheryl will be with us just a few minutes more. Thank you.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly tomorrow is the 4th of July. And certainly this is a time when we really need to think about our Declaration of Independence and the Christian message in that declaration. And it starts out talking about nature's God and nature's law. And then it has those historic phrase, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and certainly to obtain those freedoms. Governments are instituted among men, basing themselves upon the consent of the governed. The reason we have government is to ensure our God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And of course, that includes individual property. There really are people out there who hate freedom, who believe that we need a ruling aristocracy to take care of us and everybody else in the world. And they're in the process of trying to destroy America through a process known as creative destruction. Go up on the internet and pull down the material on creative destruction. Understand these people are very proud of what they're doing. They're not simply making a secret of the fact that they want to destroy America. Well, we must do everything we can to preserve America, because the hope of the world rests with America. If America is destroyed, then the whole world will fall under tyranny. Our job, and we still have the ability to express ourselves and to try to reach other people, and there is more and more awareness around America that there's a problem, and more people are learning certainly about the Brotherhood of Darkness. This is not imaginary, it's real. And certainly if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. You need to get our talk on the dangerous the deception. That's the dangerous deception. You need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. They're two separate CDs that come with syllabuses. You need to understand how all of this fits together. You need to see my interview with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. He will tell you how the American government, a State Department, knew Fidel Castro was a communist in 1959 and intentionally placed him in power. Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. He didn't win any battles. He was given Cuba, which is why David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. And if you doubt that, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and we offer that through my ministry. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to see my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We'll explain to you how we finance the communists in Russia, how we finance the Nazis, not only before, but during World War II, while they were in the process of killing tens of thousands of American soldiers. Yes, we were funding the Nazis. American corporations were building the weapons. American banks like Brown Brothers Harriman were financing the Nazis. Exxon tankers were fueling the Nazi submarines that were sinking American ships carrying our boys over to Europe. You're never going to hear about this, but you need to get our DVD. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and certainly our four tapes set on the war against the Jews, and John Loftus's wonderful book, America's Nazi Secret. We can't let the American people know that how we funded the Nazis. We can't let them know, of course, from how we funded the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. And if you haven't seen my interview with Professor Sutton, of The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or got the book by the same title, are available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com.